NBC Monitor, news on the hour. The administration is pushing toward an announcement on a new economic policy. This is David Rush reporting that President Nixon's economic advisors held an unusual Saturday session to come up with an anti-inflation program. Presidential speechwriter Ray Price sat in on the meeting, indicating he's preparing the text of a statement by Mr. Nixon on the basis of what was done at the meeting. The Florida White House said the president is reviewing a whole range of options, but said there won't be an announcement this weekend. Labor Secretary Brennan said in New York a new wage price control program will be announced soon. One source close to the Cost of Living Council had said earlier the new policy may include a tougher line by the council on enforcement of existing controls. Another matter considered to be under discussion is the advisability of a gasoline tax aimed at both the economy and conservation of energy. Secretariat has become the first horse in 25 years to win racing's Triple Crown. The thoroughbred set a new track record of 2 minutes 24 seconds for the 1.5 miles of the Belmont Stakes. Secretariat won by 31 lengths, and after the race, trainer Lucien Lauren compared his horse with the last Triple Crown winner, Citation.
Well, naturally, I might be a little partial because I am a trained secretary. I think he's just as great as Citation ever was in his life. Maybe better.
Citation won the Triple Crown in 1948. Henry Kissinger and Le Duc Tho failed in another week of Paris meetings to come up with a formula for ending Vietnam ceasefire violations. The holdup to agreement is said to be its wording. Kissinger is returning to Washington to prepare for the visit of Soviet Communist Party Chief Brezhnev later this month. He told reporters he'll return to Paris on Tuesday. The fighting in Vietnam rose to its highest level in 3.5 months. The Saigon Command charged Communist forces committed 185 violations in a 30-hour period. A North Vietnamese member of the joint military team in Saigon today denied Hanoi is still holding American prisoners of war. The denial was in response to a claim by a North Vietnamese defector. More on that from Dennis Ryan in Saigon.
Nguyen Tham Son was the commander of a North Vietnamese reconnaissance company in South Vietnam when he chose to defect to the South Vietnamese government on April 4th this year. In Saigon, he told reporters about heavy fighting he participated in along South Vietnam's central coast before and after the ceasefire. Now that the American soldiers are gone, he said, the communists are trying to defeat the South Vietnamese government. Son said his commanders told him to help the International Control Commission when it was investigating South Vietnamese violations, but to interfere with investigations into communist violations. He said communist troops were ordered to shoot at Control Commission helicopters and to ambush jeeps along the roads. Son believes there may still be some American prisoners in North Vietnam held by the communists until the United States removes mines from North Vietnamese waters. Dennis Ryan, NBC News, Saigon.
Herbert Kalmbach's attorney said his client is prepared to testify in any criminal trials growing out of the Watergate scandal. But James O'Connor told NBC News Kalmbach is not going to testify against anyone, just give the facts as he knows them. O'Connor was commenting on a New York Times report that Kalmbach, President Nixon's former personal attorney, has agreed to testify for the prosecution against John Ehrlichman and other former White House officials, specifically about money collected for legal expenses and support for the Watergate Seven and their families. Ehrlichman told NBC News there is what he termed a simple and non-evil explanation, but to explain it in the news media, he said, would affect the rights of third persons. He did not identify the third persons. A Republican critic of the way President Nixon has handled Watergate has taken a first step toward a possible bid for the 1976 GOP presidential nomination. Senator Charles Percy of Illinois has given the go-ahead for an exploratory committee to do some research and help him decide whether to make the race. In Virginia, the Republicans reached outside the party for a candidate for the state's highest office. A report from Robert Endicott in Richmond.
Mills Godwin is a former governor of Virginia and a former Democrat. Today, he won nomination for governor again, but this time from the Republicans. The Republicans decided to go for Godwin after they failed to come up with a candidate from their own party. Godwin says he feels like a Republican, but he refuses to join the party. So the convention voted for him, and at the same time, the delegates declined to hold any sort of floor demonstration. It appears now that Godwin will have to go out and win the Republican vote, even though he has a party's nomination. Robert Endicott, NBC News in Richmond, Virginia.
The Skylab astronauts have put repair work behind them and have begun research after 15 days in space. Today they made surveys of cornfields in Nebraska, strip mining in Kentucky, and possible oil fields in Venezuela. Cosmetics millionaire William Patrick and a business associate were killed today when Patrick's World War II vintage plane crashed near his ranch, 80 miles north of San Francisco. The 43-year-old Patrick lost to Ronald Reagan in California's Republican primary for governor in 1966. The Hour's lead story, President Nixon has received anti-inflation recommendations from his economic advisors, and Labor Secretary Brennan said an announcement will come soon on a new wage price control program. David Rush, NBC News.